Mighty Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace on this your holy Sabbath day. We thank and praise your name, Father, for the opportunity to come before you and to give glory to your holy name. We do love you, Father, and thank you for bringing us all together to keep this feast of unleavened bread and to participate in the renewing of the covenant, the Passover memorial. Father, we do love you, and we thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. He truly went through a horrible ordeal, shedding all of his blood to cleanse our sins. Father, let us uphold Yahshua. Let us thank you for the blessing that you bestowed upon us, and you giving your only begotten Son, that you would save each and every one of us. Sinners, Father. Sinners who have fallen down before you to ask for forgiveness. Father, we are repentant sinners. We're seeking to do that which is right in your sight. And we thank you, Father, for the love that you've shown us, manifested through your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, his great sacrifice. Again, Father, we ask that you would open our hearts and minds to receive the implanted word that you've prepared for us this day. We know, Father, that you are our mighty one, our Elohim, and we are your people. So help us, Father, as we seek to do that which is right in your sight, to keep Yahshua in the forefront of our minds and our thoughts and his sacrifice, Father, so that we would not tread underfoot the blood of Yahshua the Messiah. We know, Father, that you are the only living Elohim, Mighty One. And it's you, Father, that we are trying to please in keeping your covenant law. So thank you again, Father, for calling us out of this sinful world and giving us the opportunity in life everlasting. Lift us up, Father. Help us so that we would achieve to be kings and priests in your kingdom when Yahshua returns. In Yahshua's holy name, we ask all these favors and blessings. Again, bless those that have a petition before you on the prayer list, those that, Father, have the most difficult time, those that don't know you. We ask, Father, that you would reveal yourself to them so that they would be able to participate in this ministry, in your work, and to be able to put their hands to the wheel to push this ministry forward as we try to declare the Eliyahu message that Yahshua will return soon. In Yahshua's holy name, we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah. This message is entitled Yahweh's Anointed. Our opening passage is going to be Psalm 20. Turn with me to Psalm 20. Yahweh, answer you in the day of trouble. The name of the Elohim of Jacob sets you up on high. Send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your counsel. We will triumph in your salvation, and in the name of our Elohim we will set up our banners. Yahweh, fulfill all your petitions. We want Yahweh to answer all our prayers. Now I know that Yahweh saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will make mention of the name of Yahweh, our Elohim. They are bowed down and fallen, but we are risen, stand upright. Save Yahweh, let the King answer us when we call. So when we pray to Yahweh, when you are in trouble, who do you call? Your mother probably, when you pick up that phone, you should have faith first to our Father in heaven. In times of crisis, Yahweh should be the first to call upon. Psalm 31, we'll start there in verse 1. In you, O Yahweh, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me and deliver me speedily. Be to me a strong rock, a house of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pluck me out of the net that they have laid privately for me. For you are my stronghold. In your hand I commend my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Yahweh, you El of truth. And this is the month of redemption, the first month of the Hebrew calendar, Abib. Yahweh has declared it because he redeemed Israel from out of Egyptian bondage. Verse 6. But I hate them that regard lying vanity, but I trust in Yahweh. I will be glad and rejoice in your loving kindness, for you have seen my affliction. You have known my soul in adversity, and you have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a large place. Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away with grief, yes, my soul and my body. The anointed of Yahweh are his kings and priests. Isaiah chapter 45. We'll start in verse 1. Isaiah 45. In this manner says Yahweh to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings, to open the doors before him, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you and make the rough places smooth. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut in two the bars of iron. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of the secret places, that you may know that it is I, Yahweh, who calls you by name. Even the Elohim of Israel. Now, Cyrus was a Persian king, yet he is called Yahweh's anointed. For Jacob, for Israel, my servant's sake, and Israel, my chosen, I have called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me. I am Yahweh, and there is no one else. Besides me, there is no Elohim. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am Yahweh, and there is no one else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I am Yahweh that does all these things. Be still, you heavens, from above. And let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, that it may bring forth salvation. And let it cause righteousness to spring up together. I, Yahweh, have created it. First Samuel chapter 10. We're going to start in verse 1. Then Samuel took the vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not that Yahweh has anointed you to be prince over his inheritance? When you had departed from me today, then you shall find two men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin, at Belzah, and they will say to you, the ashes which you went to seek after are found. And lo, your father has stopped caring for the ashes and is anxious for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then shall you go on forward from there, and you shall come to the oak of Tabor, and there you shall meet three men going up to the Elohim, going up to Elohim to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive of their hand. And after that, you shall come to the hill of East Elohim, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when you have come there to the city, that you shall meet a band of prophets coming down from the high place with the psaltery and timbrel and pipe and a harp before them, and they will be prophesying, and the Spirit of Yahweh will come mightily upon you, and you shall prophesy with them and shall be turned into another man. That was Saul's anointing. 1 Samuel 16. And Yahweh, verse 1, said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. And Yahweh said, take a heifer with you and say, I come to sacrifice to Yahweh. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint to me him whom I name to you. And Samuel did that which Yahweh spoke, and came to Bethlehem, the house of bread. And the elders of the city came to meet him trembling, and said, do you come in peace? And he said, peacefully, I am come to sacrifice to Yahweh. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked upon Eliab and said, surely Yahweh's anointed is before him. But Yahweh said to Samuel, look not on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For Yahweh sees not as man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks on the heart. And truly we can say that about Yahweh. He does look on the heart. If he looked at our outward appearance, he would not want many of us. Because, you know, we don't have a lot of the movie star types other than Al. That's a joke, Al, even though you are a movie star type. Yahweh looks on the heart, and each one of us must have a heart that loves. And because we have that type of heart, Yahweh has called us into his truth. Verse 8, then Jesse called Abinadab and made him the pastor for Samuel. He said, neither has Yahweh chosen this. And then Jesse made Shema to pass by, and he said, neither has Yahweh chosen this. And Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, Yahweh has not chosen thee. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all you children here? And he said, there remains yet the youngest. And behold, he is keeping the sheep. He is a shepherd. Keeping the sheep. And Yahweh said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. And he sat and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with beautiful eyes and handsome appearance. And Yahweh said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the middle of his brethren. And the Spirit of Yahweh came mightily upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now the Spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him. you can read the rest of the story to see what happens later. But we got to move on because I have a lot of scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 5. At 2 Samuel 5, verse 2, it says, "In times past when Saul was king over us, it was you that led out and brought in Israel. And Yahweh said to you, 'You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over Israel.' So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh. And they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Hebron. He reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah." First Kings. This message is about Yahweh's anointing. 1 Kings chapter 1, starting verse 37. "As Yahweh has been with my sovereign the king, even so shall he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my sovereign King David. So Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest took the horn of oil out of the tent and anointed Solomon. And they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, 'Long live King Solomon!' And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth was torn at the sound of them." So it was a joyous celebration. And that was Solomon's anointing. Psalm chapter 2. We'll start in verse 1. Psalm 2, it says, "Why do the nations rage, and the peoples meditate a vain thing? And the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against his anointed, saying, 'Let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us.' He that sits in the heavens will laugh. Yahweh will have them in derision. Then will he speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his severe displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will tell of the decree. Yahweh said to me, 'You are my son. This day have I begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for your possession. You shall break them as with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O you kings. He instructed you, judges of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath will soon be kindled. Blessed are all they that take refuge in him." And that's something that we have done, brother. We've taken refuge in Yahweh's anointed. And Yahweh's anointed is Yahshua the Messiah. Psalm 18. Psalm 18. Verses 49 and 50. "Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, among the nations, and will sing praises to your name. Great deliverance gives he to his king, and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. And who is the seed of David? Yahshua the Messiah." Psalm 23, verse 4 to 6. "Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your authority, and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. Psalm 28, verses 7-9. Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart has trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Yahweh is their strength, and he is a stronghold of salvation to his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd also and bear them up forever. Psalm 45, verses 6-8. Your throne, O Elohim, is forever and ever. A scepter of equity is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, Elohim, your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made you glad. Psalm 84, verses 8-10. O Yahweh, Elohim of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Elohim of Jacob, Elah. Behold, O Elohim, our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Elohim than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For Yahweh Elohim is a sun and a shield. Yahweh will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Yahweh of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in you. And truly, brethren, we must trust in Yahweh because he is our help and our shield. Psalm 89. Verse 19-21. For our shield belongs. Oh, that's 18. Then you spoke in a vision to your saints and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of my people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, and with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. And we know the arm of Yahweh is Yahshua the Messiah. And he did strengthen David. He is also of the lineage of David. He is the anointed of Yahweh. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the sovereign Yahweh is upon me, because Yahweh has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the year of Yahweh's favor and the day of vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give them a garland for ashes and oil, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of Yahweh, that he may be glorified. And they shall build the old waste They shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the waste city and the desolation of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flock, and foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of Yahweh. Men shall call you ministers of our Elohim. You shall eat the wealth of the nation, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. Instead of your shame, you shall have double. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be to them. For I, Yahweh, love justice. I hate robbery with iniquity. And I will give them their recompense in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which Yahweh has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. My soul shall be joyful in my Elohim, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with the garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the sovereign Yahweh will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Before all the nations. Luke chapter 4. Luke verse 4, we'll start in verse 34. Ah, what have we to do with you, Yahshua, you Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know you, who you are, the Holy One of Elohim. And Yahshua rebuked him, saying, hold your peace and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him down in the middle, he came out of him, having done him no hurt. And amazement came upon all. And they spoke together, one with another, saying, what is this word? For what authority and power he commands the unclean spirit. And they come out. And there went forth a rumor concerning him into every place of the region all around. And he arose up from the synagogue and entered into the house of Simon. And Simon's wife's mother was held with a great fever. And they supplicated him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose up and ministered to them. And when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying and saying, you are the Son of Yahweh. And rebuking them, he suffered them not to speak, because they knew that he was the Messiah. And when it was day, he came out and went into a desert place. And the multitude sought after him and came to him and would have stayed him, that he should not go from them. But he said to them, I must preach the good tidings of the kingdom of Yahweh to the other cities also. Because of this, I was sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. Now we're going to go back to same passage, Luke 4, verse 16, it says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he entered, as his custom was, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. And there was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, to recover the sight of the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh." And he closed the book and gave it to the attendant and sat down, and eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say to them, "Today has this scripture been fulfilled in your ears?" And I read what he did in loosing those that were bound with demons, opening the eyes of the blind. He healed everyone. The anointing of Yahweh. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. We're going to start in verse 34 here. And Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that Yahweh is no respective person, but in every nation he that fears him and works righteousness is acceptable to him. The word which he sent to the children of Israel, preaching good tidings of peace by Yahshua the Messiah, he is sovereign of all. That saying you yourselves know, which was published throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, even Yahshua of Nazareth, how Yahweh anointed him with the Holy Spirit with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for Yahweh was with him." What about us, brother? Is Yahweh with us? Then we should be doing the same. We should be healing those who are oppressed of the devil. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom also they killed, hanging him on a tree. Him Yahweh raised up the third day and gave him to be made manifest, not to all the people, but to witnesses that were chosen before Yahweh, even to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he charged us to preach to the people and to testify that this is he who ordained of Yahweh to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him bear all the prophets witness that through his name, everyone that believes on him shall have remission, shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jews that believed, were amazed, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gifts of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify Yahweh. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid the water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Yahshua the Messiah. Then they prayed him to stay certain days. So we see the kings that were anointed of Yahweh, that received the gift of Yahweh's Holy Spirit. These kings, very special people. Turn to Exodus chapter 40. We're going to see some more of the anointed. Exodus 40, verse 15. We'll start in verse 14. "And you shall bring his sons and put coats upon them, and you shall anoint them as you anointed their father, that they may minister to me in the priest's office, and their anointing shall be to them for an everlasting priesthood throughout their generation. In this manner did Moses, according to all that Yahweh commanded him, so he did. Leviticus chapter 6. We'll start in verse 19. Leviticus 6:19. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "This is the oblation of Aaron and of his sons, which they shall offer to Yahweh in the day when he is anointed, the tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering perpetually, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening, on a baking pan. It shall be made with oil. When it is soaked, you shall bring it in and bake pieces. You shall offer the meal offering for a sweet savor to Yahweh. And the anointed priest that shall be in his place from among his sons shall offer it by a statute forever. It shall be wholly burnt to Yahweh. And every meal offering of the priest shall be wholly burnt. It shall not be eaten." And then 7, Leviticus 7, verse 35-37. "This is the anointing portion of Aaron and the anointing portion of his son, out of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire in the day when he presented them to minister to Yahweh in the priest's office, which Yahweh commanded to be given to the children of Israel in the day that he anointed them. It is their portion forever throughout their generation. This is the law of the burnt offering, of the meal offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass offering, and of the consecration, and of the sacrifice of the peace offering, which Yahweh commanded Moses in Mount Sinai in the day that he commanded the children of Israel to offer their oblations to Yahweh in the wilderness of Sinai." And then Leviticus 16, verse 32. "And the priests who shall be anointed and who shall be consecrated to be priests and his father's stead shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen garment, even the holy garment. Brethren, we're supposed to be priests to Almighty Yahweh and king." 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. "He will keep the feet of his holy one, but the wicked shall be put to silence in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. That they strive with Yahweh shall be broken to pieces. Against them will he thunder in heaven. Yahweh will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." And Elkanah went to Ramah, to his house, and the child ministered to Yahweh before Eli, the priest. Malachi chapter 2. Here we'll start in verse 1. Malachi chapter 2, verse 1. "And now, O you priests, that commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, says Yahweh of hosts, then will I send the curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your seed, and will spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your feet. And you shall be taken away with it, and you shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant may be with Levi, says Yahweh of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him that he might fear. And he feared me and stood in awe of my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many away from iniquity. That's what we're supposed to do, brother. We're supposed to be teaching people the truth of the hour, to turn them away from sin. For the priest's lips could keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh, the messenger of Yahweh, Eliyahu. But you have turned aside out of the way. You have caused many to stumble in the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says Yahweh's host. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as you have not kept my ways, but have had respective persons in the law. And you know what? We talked about this in the Bible study. Those who were the leaders in our former affiliation that had respect of persons because of family ties or whatever, this passage is for them. See, Yahweh raised up his priests, his leaders, his teachers to teach the people the law, to feed the sheep of Yahweh so that they would know which direction to go in. Verse 10. Have we not all one Father? Have not one El created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, profaning the covenant of our father? Judah has dealt treacherously. An abomination is committed in Israel, in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the holiness of Yahweh, which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign elf. That's what our Bible studies have been about, brethren. But we know Yahweh requires what he requires of us. He requires of us that we should feed his land, that we should teach his people, because they are the anointed of Yahweh. We're all supposed to be kings and priests. Everyone that fulfills that position that is going to be a part of the 144,000, Ezekiel chapter 7, Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 26. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. And they shall seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and the council from the elders. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do to them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Yahweh wants a people who are faithful, a people who are willing to do his will. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. He's looking for an unleavened people, brethren. He's looking for a people who are not puffed up, who are not arrogant. And that's what happened in our former affiliation. They got arrogant because they felt they were the only ones that know the truth. And you know what? Yahweh can pull the rug right from under them anytime. So that's why we have to be humble, brethren. We have to be servants of Almighty Yahweh. And a servant is here to serve. And if we're anointed of Yahweh as his priest and king, we have taken on that responsibility to serve Yahweh's people, to feed them. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we'll start in verse 18. But as Yahweh is faithful, Our word toward you is not yes and no. For the Son of Yahweh, Yahshua the Messiah, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For however many are the promises of Yahweh, in him is the affirmative, the yes. Therefore also through him is the amen, to the glory of Yahweh through us. Now he that established us with you in the Messiah and anointed us is Yahweh. He's given us the anointing, brother. He's given us the crowns of king and priest. Who also sealed us and gave us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. He gave us the down payment of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is supposed to grow within each and every one of us. And it does. Every Sabbath that we go into the Word, every day that we study this Word, His words are life and they're spirit. And we grow more and more based on that Spirit. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. We're going to start in verse 1. Yahweh, having of old time spoken to the fathers in the prophets by diverse portions and in various manners, has at the end of these days spoken to us and his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world, who being the effulgence of his glory and the very image of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, having become by so much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels said he at any time, you are my son, this day have I begotten you? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And when he again brings in the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of Elohim worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels wind, and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, your throne, O Elohim, is forever and ever. And the scepter of uprightness is in the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, Elohim, your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. As Almighty Yahweh anointed you, brethren, if you have been baptized and received the gift of Yahweh's Holy Spirit in Yahshua's name, then the answer is yes. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, we're going to start in verse 15. When therefore you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him that reads understand. Then let them that are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him that is on the housetop not go down to take out things that are in his house. And let him that is in the field not return back to take his cloak. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on a Sabbath. For then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, nor ever shall be. So this tribulation that's coming upon this world is going to be great, the greatest ever. And except those days had been shortened, no flesh would have been saved. But for the elect's sake, and these elect are a certain group of people, those days shall be short. If any man shall say to you, lo, here is the Messiah, or here, believe it not, for there shall arise false messiahs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. But not possible. Behold, I have told you beforehand, if therefore they say to you, behold, he is in the wilderness, go not forth. Behold, he is in the inner chamber, believe it not. For as lightning comes forth from the east and is seen even to the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Now, there's a lot of groups out there that use Yahweh's name that believe that they are going to be saved. But, you know, we read that passage in Matthew 7 yesterday about Master, Master, didn't we do this in your name? Didn't we do that in your name? And he says, you know, I never knew you, you who work lawlessly. There is a separation, brethren. It says in verse 28, wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Because they're going to be there for that feast. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. All eyes are going to see this. And he shall send forth his angels from the sound of the great trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, for those of you that probably were raised Christians who've been taught that there's going to be, you know, they're going to be caught up to heaven before the tribulation, this speaks that. This word tells us that his people, his elect, are gathered together after the tribulation. See, we teach Zephaniah, the hidden of Yahweh. Yahweh's going to hide his people. And we've gone into this quite a bit. So let no man take your crown, brethren, because we know the truth. Second Timothy. Few more scriptures. 2 Timothy, verse 1. I mean, 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. I charge you in the sight of Yahweh and of Yahshua the Messiah, who shall judge the living and the dead, by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears, will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust. And that's why I'm talking about these other people who are seeking other directions. They're still worshiping the name of Yahweh. They'll say, oh, no, we worship the same, but we know better. But having itching ears will keep to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to fables. But you be sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry, for I am already being offered, and the time of my departure has come. This is what Paul is telling Timothy. I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. From here onward, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Because he's going to be a king in that kingdom, which is soon to come. Which the Master, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but but also to all them that have loved his appearing. And we do love Yahshua's appearing. Therefore, we're going to be ready, because we're going to do that which Yahweh has taught us to do. Turn to Jacob chapter 1. Jacob chapter 1, verse 12. We'll read down through verse 18. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he shall receive the crown of life, which Yahweh promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of Yahweh. For Yahweh cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no man. But each man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then the lust, when it has conceived, bears sin, and the sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Be not deceived, brethren, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom can be no variation. Be the shadow that is cast by turning. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creature. That first fruits of the 144,000, brethren. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 8. And the angel of the assembly in Smyrna writes, these things says, the first and the last who was dead and lived again. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the blasphemy of them that say that they are Jews or worshipers of Yahweh, and they are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear not the things which you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, and you may be tried. And you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful to death. I will give you the crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assembly. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. And our final passage is going to be Revelation chapter 3, right across the page. We're going to start in verse 7. And to the angel of the assembly of Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no one shall shut, and that shuts and none opens. He's given us an open door, brethren. You just have to walk through it. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which none can shut, that you have a little power, and did keep my word, and did not deny my name. Behold, I give of the synagogue of Satan, of them that say they are worshippers of Yahweh, do, and they are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you did keep the word of my patience. I will also keep you from the hour of trial. So those of Philadelphia are going to be kept from that tribulation. They're going to be hidden of Yahweh. Those in Smyrna are going to have to give their lives. That hour which has come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth, I come quickly. Hold fast to that which you have, that no one take your crown. You have a crown, brother, and that crown signifies a priest and king in Yahweh's kingdom. He that overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my Elohim, and he shall go out from there no more, and I will write upon him the name of my Elohim and the name of the city of my Elohim, the New Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, which comes down out of heaven from my Elohim and my own new name. He that has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the assembly. Yahweh's anointed will be there to serve him during the thousand-year millennium, to teach the people the way of Yahweh completely. Be faithful, brethren, and hold fast the truth you have been taught. Love the brethren and do the work of an evangelist, teaching Yahweh's word and love to all, so when Yahshua returns, he will say, good and faithful servant, enter into my rest. The kingdom of Yahweh, may Almighty Yahweh bless all his servants. Hallelujah. At this time, I'd like to ask Brother Al if he would close with a word of prayer.
Let's all bow. Father, we thank you for the anointing that you've placed upon us. We know that it is your spirit, the Erebon, the down payment. And we know that we have a greater portion yet to come. We know we have promises we can stand upon. We pray, Yahweh, that you would give us a greater portion of your spirit. We pray that you would fill us with your spirit, with the fullness of Yahweh, that we can manifest the fruits of the spirit in our lives. Father, we anointed a new deacon during this Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread. When the oil was placed upon his head, it ran down upon his head. And we know, Yahweh, that you have anointed us. You've given us anointing. You have chosen us. And we wonder sometimes, why us? Why is it in us that you see, out of all the multitudes of the people that are on the planet, why us? Why us? What is it that we have? We don't know what it is, but we know that you know, and we thank you for seeing in us something that's desirable. We thank you for using us, Yahweh, for making us pillars in the temple of Yahweh. And, of course, we understand that a pillar supports, it upholds the temple, the worship of Yahweh. And as pillars, Yahweh, we will uphold your ministry. We will uphold your worship, your way of living, your Torah. We give you thanks, praise, glory, and honor for Yeshua, who makes it all possible because he came and died as a sacrifice, as our Passover lamb, to take away our sins and to make it so that we can come before your throne of grace, not in our own merit, but in the righteousness that he provides, unblemished and unreprovable in your sight. So we thank you, Master Yahshua, for doing that for us. We pray for those that are once again on the prayer list. We pray that you would be Yahweh Rapha, Yahweh Yireh, and provide the healing and whatever it is these people need. We just thank you, and we love you, and we love one another. And we thank you for this wonderful Passover and for this Feast of Unleavened Bread. In Yeshua's precious name we pray. Hallelujah and amen.